I am personally dismayed that our government, the military, would try to lie through their teeth with a news story today, or what was yesterday, Wednesday, January 23rd, by saying that they now have just remembered and that there is a clerical error, and that, in fact, they had 10 jets in the air for a couple of hours on the night of January 8th. And you know what the problem always is with these phony stories that come up to play by government and military to muddy the waters, to make the public and the media just go away from something they don't want people to pay attention to, and that is there is a very specific timeline with many eyewitnesses in at least three specific locations in Texas, and they begin all the way back to New Year's Day. And just Friday, the 18th, I was reporting to you the extraordinary sunset sighting by Ricky Sorrell.
Right. And what, by the way, I was being interviewed by a station in Austin, Texas today, our affiliate KLBJ. I'm going to be there this weekend, Linda.
Right.
And they talked about Ricky and the incredible, incredible story he told. And, of course, you interviewed him.
That's right. I think I'm the only person who's done an in-depth
yes.
with him. But let's go on this timeline. His sighting was January 1st. I received on January 19th an email from an Earth Files viewer and Coast listener who said, and he allowed me to use his name, Bill Florin Jr. Quote, on Tuesday, January 1st, 2008, above Fort Worth, between 9 a.m. and noon, we had crazy flyovers of F-18s, B-1s, B-2s, F-22s, and the new Raptor jet, flying very much like a search pattern in a grid for something on the ground or in the air. This was just east of I-35 west and north to south of I-20 and A-20 east. It got my attention while I was on the computer checking my emails for the day, when these jets flew so close that I could look up and see the outline of the wheel wells about 700 feet off the ground. My next-door neighbor also noticed the flight pattern and came out to talk about what might be going on. Being a security officer at one time in my life came in handy about the distance and type of equipment, whatever it might be. This was January 1st, George. Now, let's jump. We know that Ricky Sorrells was January 1st. We know that he saw the huge, gigantic, what he estimated at least 1,000 feet long, 3 football fields long, the flat metallic object with the embedded cone holes in it, that he saw a large object in the sky near his Dublin property twice more after that, between January 1 and January 10th or 11th. Now, on January 15th, Associated Press ran with the first nationally distributed article beyond Stephenville mm-hmm. that was quoting and using Angela Brown's, her newspaper article, which was from Stephenville. And in this article, she, as a reporter at the Stephenville Tribune, quoted Major Carl Lewis, a spokesman for the 301st Fighter Wing at the Joint Reserve Base Naval Air Station in Fort Worth, said no F-16s or other aircraft from his base were in the area the night of January 8th when most people reported the sighting, unquote. This is Associated Press. Now, there are two things. That January 8th was only dark nighttime sightings of large, strange aerial lights in the sky. There had been other eyewitness sightings between January 1st, January 8th, and after January 8th, all the way up to January 15th. And in fact, another email that I received from an Earth Files viewer, which is my news website, and a Coast listener, says, quote, on Tuesday, January 15th, 2008, I counted 5 jets, F-16s question mark, at about 6:45 to 7 p.m. after sunset fly directly over my house heading southwest, very low and very fast. It reminded me of what happened after 9/11. These guys were definitely on a mission, and I was very surprised because this is a person who lives right there all the time. It is very unusual for jets to take off like that after dark. Now, what we've got from Ricky Sorrells is firsthand testimony that after the night of January 1st, when he is down, went down deer hunting as the sun was just going behind the maple trees on his property, and he's down to deer hunt, and something makes him look up, and here is this enormous...
A mile long, he said, right?
No, three football fields. Which is about 1,000 feet. The person who said that they saw something they estimated a mile long by a half mile.
Right, right, right.
That is the pilot over in Selden. And he described for ABC Television Network and drew on a pad of paper that he was seeing these lights, estimated as a pilot with pilot knowledge, that the four lights were forming a rectangle that was a mile long, a half mile wide, and to his complete amazement, and this was on January 8th, but this was not when it was real dark. It was really close also to sunset. And he saw the four lights then duplicate themselves into parallel lighted rectangles. And then after they disappeared, jets came screaming right to where he had seen those lights. That's a pilot's testimony on the light configuration, which is very different from Ricky Sorrell seeing this flat, metallic, gray, as he said, barn tin gray with all of these embedded cone-shaped holes 40 feet apart in a very strict and straight grid. And in fact, by tomorrow afternoon at earthfiles.com, my news website, I think we're going to have a new computer graphic illustration that has been done with the feedback of Ricky Sorrells, trying to get as close as possible to the trees, the light, the depth, and everything. And I'll have that at earthfiles.com tomorrow. Now, when you look at, we're at January 23rd.
Yeah, what took them, the Air Force, so long to come out with this report, this story?
That's what makes it so phony,
yeah,
right from the get-go. And this is their full sum of their story today, George, for those who may not have seen this. This was, as the Dallas Morning News said, a terse news release. Quote, this is the whole thing. In the interests of public awareness, Air Force Reserve Command Public Affairs realized an error was made regarding the reported training activity of military aircraft. 10 F-16s from the 457th Fighter Squadron were performing training operations from 6 to 8 p.m. Tuesday, January 8, 2008, in the Brownwood Military Operating Area, which includes the airspace above Erath County, which is where Dublin and Stephenville are. Now, it goes on to say that that same Major Carl Lewis, who in the Associated Press distribution on January 15th, when he said nothing was in the air, it now says Major Carl Lewis, a spokesman for the 301st Fighter Wing at the Naval Air Station Fort Worth Joint Reserve Base, blamed, and he's the one who was quoted by the reporter, blamed the earlier erroneous release on, quote, an internal communications error, unquote. And as far as I'm concerned, these are just phony words for saying that finally by January 23rd, they decided that they wanted to put the fix in, that there was nothing unusual happening. And the Dallas Morning News has this sentence in their own report following up this press release from the military. This is now the Dallas Morning News. Quote, that still left unanswered the question of what F-16s might have been doing that would look like a line of silent glowing spheres.